We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And right now we're going to talk hockey in August at the State Fair and a brand new film, Hockey Land, coming to a theater near you. And the director of that film, Tommy Haynes, joining us. Tommy, congrats.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks for having me on. And I was hoping for some snow, but you're right, it's a little early for snow in August. So this will have some maybe rain.
Yeah, we don't want that yet. We know it's inevitable. But Tommy, let's talk about this project, the idea. You direct this film. How did it come together? I know it's very near and dear to you.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the 80s in the Iron Range, a little town called Mountain Iron. And so that was kind of the life I knew. And then, moved to the Twin Cities as a teenager, but and kind of fell away from hockey. But as I started making films, first film was called Pond Hockey, and met guys through that really just talked so passionately about, you know, high school hockey in Minnesota and how important it was to them. So really for the past, 10 years, we've been looking for this new story where we could follow, two teams and specifically some players and what their story would look like playing high school hockey in Minnesota, which is such a unique thing that, Minnesotans are fully aware of. But we were just really lucky to be able to, visit with those families and experience what it was like for them for a full season.
Tommy Haynes joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, director of the film Hockey Land. Tell us about the subjects of the film, the towns, the kids.
Yeah, we follow two schools, Eveleth Gilbert, which many high school hockey fans know is such a storied program. Right up in the Iron Range and has the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame there. And we heard news that that program was going to go away, consolidate with neighboring school, Virginia. So we want to make sure we captured, one of the last seasons for them. And then we also followed this up-and-coming dynasty, Hermantown, just on the outskirts of Duluth there. So followed both their seasons, followed two guys from each schools, and experienced what it was like for them, kind of an elite program and kind of a program that was hadn't won a playoff game in 18 years. So quite the stark differences, but also we found a lot of commonality between the two schools.
Yeah, and, Tommy, when you're doing a film like this, there's a lot of time, there's a lot of footage, so to speak. There's a lot to weigh through to create a film and boil that down. That's got to be the great challenge. You go out and get a lot of great stuff, but you can't use all of it.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the biggest challenges. We had hundreds of hours. We started with 10 to 12 boys and went, deer hunting with some, snowmobiling with others. And we tried to narrow it down to four, but there's a lot of footage that just didn't make the film because those storylines just didn't quite work with what we were trying to tell. But, yeah, that's always a big challenge for us to kind of narrow this thing down to, an hour and a half. But, yeah, amazing results. We followed Blake Biondi, who won Mr. Hockey that year, and now is with the Bulldogs, and a bunch of other great players. So I'm really excited for Minnesotans to be able to see this thing.
Yeah, and great idea. And people are going to be able to see this. I was just blown away by how many theaters are going to have this film, and people will be able to screen it pretty easily around the Twin Cities and beyond.
It's for me as a documentary filmmaker, this is a lot of excitement for us, just because if you're not a Marvel film, it's really hard to get this many theaters. But, we're 55, almost 60 in Minnesota alone, and then 125 and growing nationally. So we're so excited to get this thing out there. And I think the more Minnesotans show up, the bigger it's going to be nationally too. So we're just excited for the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's one of those where whether you're in the cities, but Cloquet, Cold Spring, Delano, Detroit Lakes, Duluth, the list goes on and on and on. And there's got to be an entire team working to promote this film. And that's got to be incredibly exciting for you guys.
Oh yeah, so exciting, and it's been just great to hear like teams from all over, Roseau to Red Wing, wanting to come out and bring their teams out. And I think that's a point too we wanted to make, is that this story is pretty emblematic of almost any school. We could have done this about Greenway or Roseau or Red Wing and Mankato. So it really is a lot of people know the story of high school hockey in Minnesota. We want to have that kind of really come out, that experience of the passion that goes in and how the towns kind of gather around all these teams to support them. The locals come out and flood the rinks and, volunteer at the concession stands. It's such a community event. and we wanted to make sure we celebrated that.
Tommy Haynes joining us, director of the film Hockeyland, and you can go to hockeylandmovie.com, find out about times. It opens on September 9th. A little nerves whenever a film premieres and what people are going to react? I mean, there's got to be butterflies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, because, you know, people know the subject so well in Minnesota, and so they're going to come in with expectations, and, you know, they're going to have their favorite teams as well. Hopefully by the end of the film, though, it really becomes a story about these boys and their experience, and people are sympathetic to their story and what happened through their lives the senior year. We have amazing stories for all four of these boys. But yeah, for me as a filmmaker to come in and show this in this many theaters, I went to high school in Rosemont and, you know, grew up in the Iron Range, like I said. So to visiting all these towns that I used to be in, is going to be very nerve wracking. And then just having the whole hockey community kind of, critique it and embrace it and everything else will be, it'll be a lot of fun, but also nerve wracking for sure.
Yeah. And Tommy, on the business side, I suppose, you know, getting in wider release, getting it recognized, et cetera, is all part of it. You want people to see your work.
Yeah, exactly. But on the flip side, the bigger it gets, the harsher the criticism will probably be from a national perspective. So, you know, I'm getting ready for that, but that's all part of the deal. And we're just excited where this thing's headed right now. And, really can't wait for just that first week. We're just in Minnesota the first week. That was kind of the planned deal.
Yep.
And then spread out to the nation from beyond that first week. So really giving Minnesota the first chance to see this film and kind of comment about it.
Yeah, and what was the biggest challenge in putting this together? I know we talked about all that footage and trying to narrow down the storylines, et cetera. But I would assume there's some actual live action scenes, et cetera, some hockey game footage, if you will, in the film to show the boys in action. Is it a challenge to capture that, narrow that down?
Well, it's hard to film a hockey game when you know you have to cut the game down to 2 minutes. That's for sure.
Yeah,
a challenge.
For sure.
But I'd say beyond that though, just meeting these families and having the parents allow us into their kids' lives. In just a few weeks, the matter, you know, to build up that trust with those families so quickly, that was probably the biggest challenge for us. But, I mean, it's amazing the way we were welcomed by both communities into their lives and kind of into their hockey seasons. And I can't be thankful enough to those families.
Now, and you brought up something that really stood out to me because Minnesotans know hockey so well and the authenticity of that. And then beyond that, taking hockey, ideally beyond that, around the country and kind of understanding the culture. It's like basketball in Indiana or football in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, that. I mean, there is a culture to it that needs to be captured and talked about as well.
That's exactly right. And I think it's something that's going away, especially in the hockey communities on a national level, that this kind of community-based hockey where these towns really just gather around their kids and help support them.
Yeah.
So hopefully this film kind of shows that nationally. And, and like you said, Hoosiers, Friday Night Lights, hopefully this film even becomes something close to that where it is a symbol of Minnesota and Minnesota hockey and kind of the culture we have here and can expand beyond the borders, and hopefully everyone can enjoy that.
Well, Tommy, I really look forward to it. Congrats, and I know it was a labor of love, and once again, coming to a theater near you, hockeylandmovie.com is the website. Check it out. Once again, theaters all around the metro area, all around the state. There's no reason to not get out and see it. Once again, it premieres and opens on September 9th. Thanks again, Tommy.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me on. And say hi to Benita for me. I used to work with her about 20 years ago, so good to be on CCO again. And, thanks for having me on, Steve.
All right, outstanding. Tommy Haynes, director of the film Hockeyland. Quick break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.